Our Lady's words, taken verbatim from the Mystical City of God, Incarnation, Book 1, Chapter 6. Our Lady speaks of humility.
Wonderful, my daughter, was the gift of humility which the Most High conferred upon me in the event described by thee. And since His Majesty does not reject the prayers of those that dispose themselves to receive it, I desire that thou imitate me and be my companion in the exercise of this virtue. I had no part in the sin of Adam, for I was exempted from his disobedience. But because I partook of his nature, and by it was his daughter, I humiliated myself in my estimation to nothingness. In the light of this example, then, how far must those humiliate themselves who not only have had a part in the first sin, but also have committed other sins without number. The aim and motive of this humiliation, moreover, should not be to remove the punishments of those sins, but to make restoration and recompense for the diminution and the loss of honor, which was thereby occasioned to the Creator and Lord. If a brother of thine should grievously offend thy natural father, thou wouldst not be a loving and loyal daughter of thy father, nor a true sister of thy brother, if thou wouldest not grieve for the offense, and weep not over his ruin as over thy own. For to the father is due reverence, and to thy brother thou owest love as to thyself. Consider then, dearest, and examine in the proper light, how much difference there is between thy father who is in heaven and thy natural father, and how all of you are his children, bound together by the strictest obligation of brethren and of servants of one true master. Just as thou wouldest shed tears of humiliation and confusion at the ignominious fault of thy natural brother, so I wish that thou do it for the sins which the mortals commit against God, sorrowing for them in confusion as if thou wert responsible for them thyself. That is what I did at the thought of the disobedience of Adam and Eve and of all the evils, which ensued therefore to the human race. And the Most High was pleased with my charitable interest, for most agreeable in his sight are the tears shed for the sins, which are forgotten by those that have committed them. At the same time see thou bear ever in mind that, no matter how great and rare are the favors received from the Most High, thou do not despise the danger of sin, nor contemn the solicitous and humble performance of the ordinary duties of precept and charity. For these do not oblige thee to leave the presence of God. Faith teaches thee, and inspiration should govern thee, to bear him with thee in all occupations and places, quitting thyself and thy inclinations, but fulfilling in all things the will of thy supreme Lord and Spouse. Do not allow thyself to be led in these sentiments by the trend of thy own inclinations, nor by that which seems to agree with thy own interior liking and taste, for many times the greatest danger is hidden beneath this cloak. In such doubts and hesitations, let holy obedience be thy umpire and master. Through it thou canst decide securely, and thou wilt need no other criterion for thy actions. Great victories and advances in merit are connected with the true submission of self and subjection of our own judgments to those of others. Thou shouldest never wish to retain for thyself the power to will or not to will. Then thou shalt sing of victories and overcome thy enemies.